Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And that's what I want to concentrate on. There is the church. He said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Why? That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present him to himself a glorious church. That's what I want to talk to you a little bit this evening about, is a glorious church. That's what the Lord said here in his word, that Christ is going to present us to himself.
Amen.
A glorious church. Amen. We are a part of a glorious church.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that good to know that you're a part of that, that it will present to himself. He will present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle. I was looking at this and I thought, what makes this church a glorious church? Christ is the one who makes the church a glorious church.
Yes.
Amen. And what he does in us, through us, and for us. That's what will make us a glorious church. Here in his word, he said that he might sanctify it. He began to list some things. Sanctify it and cleanse it. He tells how? By the washing of water, by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot, no spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Think about that. The church, the ecclesia, is the called out assembly. That's what he's talking about.
Sure.
That he has called out.
Right.
Amen. Where are we called out from? We're called out from the world.
Right.
We are called out of darkness.
Amen.
Called out from sin. Now, there are some places right here in this chapter that lets us know that we were called out of darkness. It tells us we were called out of sin. You go back to the beginning of chapter 5. He said, be therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love. And this is almost the same thing that we read in your hearing from verse 25 to verse 27. As Christ also hath loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Christ loved us and gave himself for us.
Amen.
That is a great purchase. Are you listening to me? That Christ gave himself for us. Listen, we're not supposed to be a raggedy church. Amen. He's not going to have a raggedy church. He's going to have a glorious church.
Amen.
His glorious body, his glorious blood, amen, his glorious self, amen. Listen, gave himself for us. For us. Why? Because he loved us. Christ also hath loved us. Amen. And he said, but fornication, uncleanness, covetous, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God on the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Look at this. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Amen. He saved us out of darkness. Amen. Saved. And what is that darkness? All those sins, that life that he just mentioned. Amen. Being a child of disobedience. Amen. I mean, all the things that he listed, that's not a saved person. That's a person that's walking in darkness, that lives that way. And he said, but ye were sometimes darkness. Every one of us, some of us, worse than others, were listed right there amongst all those things. Now listen, you may not have done those things, but you were in darkness still yet. If you were lost, you were in darkness. Amen. But now are ye light in the Lord. You are light in the Lord. You need to remember that. That's what's so glorious about the church. It is the light of the world. The light in the Lord. Amen. Walk as children of light. Don't walk in darkness. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. All goodness, all righteousness, and all truth. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Those that we listed here, that Paul listed to the Ephesians, that's the fruit of the flesh, the manifestation of the flesh. That's the old man. Amen? That's the darkness that you and I are saved out of. Now we have the fruit of the Spirit. It is all goodness, all righteousness, all truth. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Look, he said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
Amen.
Reprove them. He said this in verse 13, but all things are reproved, are made manifest by the light. For whomsoever doth make manifest is light. God saying, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Light. He has saved us out of darkness and into light. The church, the ecclesia, has been saved by his love. Amen. Saved by his life. Saved by his light.
Yep.
Listen, it was the light of the Word of God and the light of the Holy Spirit that brought you and I out of darkness.
Amen.
Had we never heard light, we'd still be in darkness.
Amen.
Had we never seen the light. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That he might sanctify and cleanse it. Cleanse it from all of those sins.
Yeah.
Cleanse it and make it all goodness and all righteousness and all truth. He wants to, listen, he is constantly cleansing us.
Amen?
Amen. Constantly.
Amen.
We are being cleansed.
Right.
We are clean one time. Listen to me. saved.
Amen.
Saved.
And that is within us is holy.
Amen.
And is clean. Amen. And always shall be.
Amen.
But what we're cleaning is this outward. We have to clean it. Ask forgiveness for it. We don't want it. Are you listening? Quenching what is not taming, but quenching what is on the inside.
Yep.
Are you hearing me?
Yep.
Listen, he says that this is a glorious church God is presenting to himself. The Lord is presenting to himself. If he's going to present a glorious church, listen, out of that was in darkness, then the darkness has to be scraped away.
Yep.
We have to be saved out of it. Amen?
Yes.
Saved out of it. The church, he said that he might sanctify it in verse 26. That means he's going to make it holy. He's going to purify it and consecrate it. That he might cleanse it. That means to make clean, to purify, to purge. Amen. He made us clean. Amen. How? By his blood.
Amen.
By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. What the Bible said.
Right.
And he said, look at what he said here in his word. By the washing of water by the word. The washing, that's a bath, that is baptism. Spirit baptism, listen. And water, not the creek down here. Listen, that creek's dirty. It doesn't tell them what's in that creek. That creek don't purify us. That baptism didn't clean us inwardly. Amen? Listen. What he baptized us inwardly with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Amen.
He washed us. That's what Jesus was telling his disciples when he said, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. He wasn't talking about foot washing. Amen. Peter said, not my feet only, but my hands and my head.
Amen.
What he was saying is, Lord, get me through and through all over.
Amen.
The Lord was talking about him cleansing us, washing us by the water, literally or figuratively, by the word.
Yes.
By the word. Listen, the word by is the means it's the instrument
right.
of the word. By the word. The washing of water, the instrument is the word. By the word. That's how God washes you and I. What did the Bible say in Proverbs? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Amen? It's the word of God that washes us. That is God's instrument to wash us. That's why the devil hates for you to pick up your Bible. He wants your flesh to be as dirty as it can be. Because he knows that will quench what is inside. See, that's inside is clean. If it's saved, it's washed. It's kept. It's sealed. But you know as well as I do, it can be grieved. There's a wrestling match going on, Brother John. Your flesh and your spirit. Which one's strong man? Well, listen, he tells us to wash ourselves by the word. Amen? It's the word of God that is our instrument. It's his instrument to wash us. It's an instrument for you and I to fight against the wiles of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes. By the washing of the water, by the word. Look what he said in verse 27. That he might present it to himself. That means purpose. The very purpose of all that. All that he previously said, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with a washing of water by the word. That. Here's the purpose. He might present it to himself. That's why he's not just going to clean it just to be cleaning it. He's cleaning it for the very purpose of presenting it to himself.
Yep.
Kings in early days, when they, well, we know, like the Hebrew children, they were going to be brought in before the king to service the king. They spent I don't know how much time. Sometimes it was years. Cleaning them, changing their diet, changing their language, their thought process, everything about them. Why? That they might be clean to stand before the king. That they could convey with the king, understand the king, that they could serve the king. Are you listening to me? The reason for the cleansing, the reason for it, is that he might present it to himself. That's the purpose. Listen, you and I, you say, I don't know what my purpose is. It's to be brought before him a glorious church. That's part of your purpose. To be brought before the king a glorious church. You've got purpose just in that. But there's more purpose for the child of God than just being brought before the king. But that's part of the purpose of him cleansing us. You think that getting under preaching and laying aside weights and sins is just trying to be a good Baptist? No, there's a purpose behind it. There's a purpose behind what you're being taught, what's being preached to you and taught to you, what you adhere to, what you let God do in your life. There's people that kick against God, won't let him wash them. Like a little muddy kid running from its mama. Amen. Wanting to stay nasty. And in some cases, it may be what the Bible says, the sow that was washed from her wallow and has returned to the mire.
Right. Yep.
The dog to its vomit.
Yes. Yep.
Listen, you can't clean a sow. It's a sow. It's going to stay a sow.
Yep.
If there's no change, listen, the Lord would like to clean the world. And would clean the world.
Amen.
But unless they come to the light, cleaning ain't going to stick. Listen, I can give them all the cleaning. I can give them the instrument. Are you listening to me? I can tell them what to do, but unless they get born again, saved, unless they come to the light, they'll go right back to the mire.
That
he might present it to himself a glorious church. Amen? That he might present it to himself. He is going to stand beside. He presents it to himself as an exhibit. Are you listening? Like an exhibit. That's what he means to present it. This is my church on exhibition. Listen, the angels in all of heaven is going to look upon the church like an exhibit one day. They're going to see a glorious church, a blood-washed church, a born-again church. Amen? A clean church. There's nothing like that in all of heaven. Are you listening to me? Oh, yeah. Think about that. Listen, it's all because of what he has done for us. Not that you and I have done, you know, not that we're anything within ourselves. It's what he made us.
Amen.
Only one thing in the world that Christ died for, the church.
Amen.
He didn't die for angels. He didn't die for cherubims or seraphims. He died for sinners to make them saints. Amen.
He mentions a glorious church, a gorgeous, honorable church. That's what that means. The church, again, church. He starts out in verse 25, the church. In verse 27, he mentions the church, again, the ecclesia. Not having spot, stain, or blemish. That is a defect or a disgrace that would defile, or wrinkle, as in a wrinkle on the face. No wrinkle. No fold. Not having spot nor wrinkle. Beautiful. Gorgeous. This church is. Amen. There's nothing like it. You look, when we are looked upon, we'll be the gazing stock, the Bible calls the gazing stock.
Amen. It will be a glorious church, a holy church.
Yep. What it means to be a part of that should be an overwhelming thanks from you and I that God would save us
right.
out of what we were
sure.
to make us this way.
Yeah.
Amen? Not having spot, no stains, nothing defiled, or wrinkle, or any such thing, which means anything of that sort. Anything that would even resemble a spot or a wrinkle.
Yep.
Nothing. It should be holy, morally pure and blameless, and ceremonial. Listen, ceremonially consecrated.
Yep.
So it's not just, you know, the moral is the sin issue there. It's us as a church, an obedient church, a glorious church, a temple. What He has saved us to be. He says in verse 28, so ought men. There's another one of them words. So, it means in this way. In this same way, men to love their wives. So ought men to love their wives. So, what precedes and also that follows. In the same way. This is a great mystery. He goes down to verse 32. I speak concerning Christ in the church. Listen, look at what He has made this glorious church here. Because He loved us. He gave Himself for us. He sanctifies it, cleanses it, washes it with His Word, that He might present it to Himself with no spot, no wrinkle, nor any such thing, without blemish, holy.
Right. Yep.
I say He loves that church.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He brought us out of darkness into the light.
Yes. Thank you.
That church in verse 15 walks circumspectly, mm-hmm. as wise, circumspectly. As wise. He said, wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. More people, I'm going to say in Baptist churches, wrestle with being clean and holy before the Lord as much as they do anything. Especially on the outward. Especially on the outward. Listen, the inward's clean.
Right.
You don't have to do nothing to it.
Right.
You strengthen it through the word, through prayer.
Yep.
But it's clean.
Amen.
It's this outward that God tells us still to work on it.
Amen.
Lord help. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Do you understand? It's the will of the Lord for you to be holy.
Amen.
He said, and be not drunk with wine or in its excess, but be filled with the Spirit. It's the will of the Lord for you not to waste your life filling the earthly man. It's the will of the Lord for you to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Every one of us that are saved, it's not just for the preacher. I look around, the youngest one that has made a profession in here tonight, I guess, would be Evie. Evie, do you know that God wants you to be filled with His Spirit? Filled, full. Amen. He doesn't give us a pass because we're young or old. If we're saved, He wants us to be filled.
Amen.
That's what makes us glorious. A church full of the Holy Ghost, there wouldn't be anything more glorious.
Amen.
Understand, that's the will of God. Look what He said. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If you want to be filled with the Spirit, do that.
Right. Amen.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do that.
Right.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Do that. He said, if you want to be filled with the Spirit, do these things. This is what a glorious church looks like.
Amen.
Amen. How often do we see somebody singing and making melody in their heart to the Lord? Speaking to themselves in psalms and hymns. Listen, not telling someone else. Speaking to yourself. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
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 Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Amen.
Amen. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. And spiritual songs. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Amen.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Amen.
I was blind, now I see.
Amen.
Glory to His name.
Amen.
I tell you, if you speak to yourself those things, listen, it'll build you up.
Yeah.
It'll encourage you. You can have fellowship with the Spirit of the Lord. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
You can have church all by yourself.
Amen.
Amen. You really begin to sing those things to yourself. Not just sing them. Sing them and speak them to yourself. Understand that that is for you. See, when David encouraged himself in the Lord, no doubt that's what he was doing. If I just started singing Amazing Grace and I never thought that that was to me, it's to me. Or if I quoted Psalm 23 and just, you know, looked at it as a psalm, just like any other psalm. But when I begin to realize the Lord is my shepherd, mine.
Yeah.
Amen.
that stuff begins to settle in your bones. Are you listening?
Yeah.
It begins to burn within us. The child of God's got a fire inside. Amen. You say, are you sure, preacher? That's that Holy Ghost in fire. He said he'd baptize us with. Sure, every one of us has got the fire of the Lord burning in us. He's the one that lit it. Amen. That's the light that's lighting the way. We are light in the Lord. Amen. Bless his name. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church. Amen. A glorious church. Christ is the head of the church. He's the Savior of the church. Listen, the church must be subject to Christ in all things. Amen?
Amen.
He gave himself for it. He sanctifies it. He cleanses it. He's going to receive it to himself. That's what he says. He's going to make the church glorious. He's making it spotless, perfect, holy, faultless. He cares for the church. He nourishes and protects the church. He cherishes the church. Amen. Look at verse 29. No man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. The Lord nourishes and cherishes his church. And that nourish, that has the notation of how that he warms it in his bosom. Like a shepherd with a lamb. He keeps it close. Nourishes and cherishes it. Let me give you this. I'm about done. We are in Christ. Look at verse 30. For we are members of his body,
amen.
Of his flesh,
amen.
Of his bones.
Amen.
Does that mean we're part with him?
Yep.
Like a husband and a wife are made one.
Right.
Yep.
You and I are made one with him. You remember where God said the husband and wife, and the two shall become one?
Yep.
And he gives us this great example, and he says, we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
Right.
Yep.
Look at this. For this cause, where do you think God got marriage from between a man and a woman? Between Christ and his church. Look at the language. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. For what cause? For the cause that we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. Shall a man be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Amen. From the foundation of the world, Christ and the church were joined as one.
Yep.
He died for us, was buried for us, and rose again before the foundation of the world, and we were joined with Him.
Yep.
When God made Adam and then made Eve, listen, that was just simply a picture between Christ and His church.
Yep.
Christ and His church didn't come after Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve came after what God already knew about Christ and His church.
Yep.
Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. We should reverence him. Amen. The church is unified with Christ. He's the head, the Savior, the sanctifier, the purifier, the glorifier. Amen. The nourisher, the cherisher, the unifier. Thank God. Thank God. Without Him, we wouldn't be anything. But because of Him, we're going to be a glorious church. Well, we are. Our position is already, we are a glorious church.
Yep.
Amen. All right, I'm done. I hope something's been said.